This is Erica, and I am overjoyed to introduce you to my guest today. She is a creative. She's really a born creative. I'm quite jealous of her graphic skills. I tried to learn Canva, and for me, it's just like, you know, climbing up a really steep, scratchy surface where I can barely get my foot in. And she's like, oh, no, I already know how to do that. Like, oh, no, I already know how to do that. So Lisa Jo is the founder of Creative Life Happy Soul, and she's doing a conference that's coming up right now, and I'm super excited about it. She's actually even invited me to be it. So Lisa, why don't you just kind of open up with a little bit about you and how you got into being a retreat facilitator, empowerment coach. Just kind of tell us a little bit about you.
Sure. Hi, Erica. I'm so glad to be here. I have always been, you know, when you take all those tests, personality tests and, you know, different things for work and you're an ENFP and, you know, all these things, like my role has always been the inspirer. I've always been the inspirer. I've always been the one that people have come to and said, like, I don't know what my next step is. I, you know, people come to me when they need inspiration. So for the longest time, I didn't feel like that was my role for some reason. I just was being nice. You know, I felt like I was just being nice. But then I realized people were actually coming to me for that because I was able to inspire them and I was able to help them realize how amazing and wonderful they are. And I spent many years in tech and worked with a lot of different people. And that's sort of how I developed all of my graphic design skills in marketing. But once I left that and I realized that that was no longer my path, doing this soul search exercises over the last few years, or I'd say about 10 years ago, really listening to guides and mentors and people saying, no, this is who you are. You are the inspirer. You are the person who can see people, their passions and their path and their, you know, right. When you talk to someone, and then I call it flame on, like when they start talking about that one thing that really they're passionate about, that's their path. It's like their flame just ignites. And as soon as that happens, it's, I feel like my role to point that out and say, well, that's the thing that excites you. And that's the path you should be following. And
that's Lisa, and so let's pause you for a sec.
Sure.
So I want to tell people a little backstory.
Okay.
Because years ago, it just kind of to me, the whole thing about the dog, right?
Right.
Like, I just want to go back to years back. I found this dog and I thought it was going to be a great dog for my family. And I had very small children at the time. And it was just the wrong fit of a dog. Like, this dog just didn't work for me. I had littles. Remember, I had three little kids at the time?
Yeah.
And it was just this, like, didn't fit. But it was the cutest dog. It was just adorable dog. And I was like, I'm going to find this dog a home. Like, there is a home for this dog. And I looked far and wide. And Lisa actually showed up. And I thought that was the most amazing story. And you got to provide a home for that dog. And it just goes to show you, like, when you find your path, like, when you find what's right, when you except something isn't working, and then you say, well, I want to be, you know, an inspirer. Tell us a little bit about the dog, though.
So I think you and I belonged to the same networking group, and you had posted something about fostering a dog, and the dog needed a home. And so I drove out, and I met you at a park in East San Jose area, and she jumped in the back of my car. Like, I pulled up, opened the door, and she just jumped in my car. And I was like, okay, I guess JoJo's my dog now. And she did come from, I know you rescued her from a bad situation. And she was very scared of men. And she would run as soon as you open the door, she would just take off. And so that took a little bit of training. But I mean, we had her for 14 years, you know, so she, and she became the dog that sort of just healed all the time, was right there with you, listened, greeted everybody. She was very friendly. She was very, like, little kids could climb on her and pull her ear. She didn't care. She was amazing. My daughter taught her 100 different tricks. She was just the best dog ever. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just amazing to me when we look at, like, those kinds of stories where the right things show up kind of at the right time. And there's this mm-hmm. sort of bigger picture of that. I'd like to ask you, like, what gets you inspired? Like, what turns you up, or what gets you revved?
Creating, you know, that's my path. And that's sort of how I teach others to find freedom from all those things that are holding them back. Because when you create, whether it's music or art or gardening or cooking or whatever it is you're creating, you are letting source flow through you, right? You're just, there are no blocks, there are no you're not judging or listening to those messages. You're just letting it flow through you. You're just letting yourself be you and come out. And so many people have blocks in that. You know, they're like, oh, I can't paint, or I can't sing, or I can't. Well, yes, you can. You can. You just feel like you can't because somebody somewhere along the line told you you couldn't, or that you were bad at it or something, right?
I remember I was listening to Shania Twain.
Yes.
And she's a country song singer, if you haven't heard of her, listeners. Mm-hmm. And she goes, I give myself permission to write really bad songs.
Right?
And she was sitting on a porch. And so she proceeded to start writing a horrible song. And it was really funny. Like, she did it in real time. And then slowly, like, her team was around her, and they started, like, picking it up. And then pretty soon they wrote, like, you know, one of their famous songs. I don't remember, you know.
Man, and I feel like a woman. Do, 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 do,
do, do. I know. Yeah. I got to see her here in Mount View. So fun.
Yeah.
But yeah. Tell me a little bit about that, sort of, like, getting out of the self-criticism, like, getting out of, like, feeling like what you did isn't good enough, or what you built. You know what I'm saying? Like, that
yeah.
is not enough. Oh my God.
Well, like, it's the that one big rock we carry around, right? Is not feeling good enough ever. And I grew up in a family that was very critical of everything. You know, everybody was judged, everybody was critiqued, yeah. Everybody was, so you never felt like you were good enough. And I remember when I started painting and really learning how to use different paints and everything in high school, I had a great art teacher. And, you know, my dad would say, oh, that's really great. You know, he loved everything I did. He didn't have anything bad. But everybody else would be like, that's not the right color, or that's not how it looks, or that's not, you know, just picking at things constantly. And so I became very picky about what I created. And and then I really loved painting. And then when I was married to my first husband, who was very controlling and abusive and narcissistic, I couldn't create. Like, everything I had to do was around him and making him happy and keeping the peace and everything else. So as soon as I got divorced, I went down to Michael's and I got some canvas and I got some paints and I started painting again. But I think the thing that really gets me going is creating, because that is the one place where I can be free. No one's telling me what to do. No one's judging me. No, you know, and I had to get over judging myself on things all the time. Nice. So now, you know, I teach my students that there is no wrong. Like, you cannot create wrong. You can't be wrong. You're creating. You can always paint over it. You can always start over. You can always erase the recording and do it again. Like, there's no wrong. There's no bad. There's no ugly or any of those negative vibrations around creating. Like yesterday, I baked bread. First time since last winter, I baked bread. Took it out of the oven, let it sit there, let it cool, because, you know, baking and cooking, right? It's science and it's math, it's measuring and it's chemical reactions and it's actual creation of something, right? You're taking all these dry ingredients, taking all these wet ingredients, you're throwing them together, you're putting them under heat, and bam, you have something that you can eat, and it's beautiful. And I take it out of the oven and I smell it and it's so good. And I take it out of the pan and I think, feels kind of heavy, but let it cool. And I go to slice it and it's not even done on the inside.
Oh,
right?
Oh my gosh. Right? And
instead of going, oh, Lisa, you're such a terrible cook. You're a terrible baker. What the heck is wrong with you? Bad Lisa, bad Lisa. I started laughing and I threw it in the trash and I said, well, I'll do it again tomorrow. You know,
I want to pause you there and give you an opportunity to talk about the conference.
Sure.
Tell us a little bit about what inspired it. And you have over 50 inspirational women speakers coming. So give us a little insight into the conference. And yeah, we have probably about 4 minutes left on the show. So just time it to give me a little bit of nice, yummy hint of what the conference is, and be sure that we also, you know, let people know how they can sign up.
Right. So this is the second annual conference. It's a way for women to release their stories. You know, we as women, we carry around our secrets and they're full of shame and judgment and, you know, things that we're not allowed to talk about. And so I created the conference so that we could get together in a safe space and that we could release those weights, that the things that weigh us down and the things that hold us back. So this year, last year we had 40 speakers. This year we have 55. We had over 500 women apply to speak at the conference this year. We have an actual season of events. So we have 10 events over the next 10 months. And we as women come together to help each other, to hold each other, to be a comfort to each other, but to also lift each other up. So all of the women have inspirational stories of what they've been through, how they overcame it and how they're thriving now, and then how they can help you. So most of the women have a product or service that they help other women with. And it's just a great way to raise vibrations all over the globe. We have women from all over the planet, every race, every color, it's the She Is Me conference. She Is Me because when you hear a story that from what you've been through and you didn't think anybody else has gone through it, it's like, wow, she is me, right? That's the idea behind it. And yeah, so the conference starts on October 12th, runs through the 16th. It's 5 days. And if you can't make it live, your ticket allows you to access all of the speaker recordings on demand.
I love it. And I will be speaking at this conference, everyone.
You will be, yes.
Friday, and I look forward to just kind of watching your journey, Lisa. I know you'll have some more things coming in your future, podcasts perhaps.
Yeah, and podcasts coming up.
I'm going to look out for everything you're creating. Tell us how we can reach you and find out more.
You can reach me at lisajoe@sheismeconference.com, or at sheismeconference.com is where the conference is, or at creativelifehappysoul.com.
I love it. Thanks so much for coming.
Thanks, Erica.